Hello, hello, and welcome back, everybody. This is Ricardia from Me and the Gals. It is 2022. I hope you had a wonderful holiday, or at least you slid into the new year with a little more grace than maybe a lot of us can hope for at this time. And so my idea was, because the holidays are over now, that you probably or may have spent a lot of time with your family and as a couple. And I thought that the time with family at home, especially after this year or these almost 2 years that we've had, is not always the easiest of times. So the idea was maybe we could use a little help, you know, start 2022 with some proactive choices so that we can avoid thinking, right, that's it. That is the last time I'm spending the holidays with this insufferable other human. So I've got a surprise for you today. I'm actually not joined by my gals, Sophia and Karina. I'm joined by one of my other favorite people in this world, Jamila Mavis. We've been longtime friends. Jamila is a couples counselor. She's a mother of three, a wife, and a former actor, which is how we met. And she also focuses on couples and polyamorous and open relationships. Now, I know we could have a whole episode on this. I know, right, Jamila?
Hi.
But we're not going to, not this time. Jamila and I are going to talk about, when do we know that it's time for couples counseling? I think this is a question in long-term relationships maybe many of us have asked, but we'll get into the meat of it soon. I would just love for you, Jamila, to introduce yourself for a moment, if you like.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for the invitation. Hi. Yes, as you said, I'm Jamila, married for almost 11 years, and we start children pretty soon after that. So our big girl is turning 10 now. And yeah, for us, it's been a long time. We have to be parents and be in a relationship. So for us, it's definitely a huge topic.
So let me ask you, Jamila, what made you become a couples counselor?
I remember saw my parents fight a lot when I was a child, actually. And I remember thinking, why didn't they see how they hurt each other? And why don't they stop? Mm-hmm. And later, when I was first-time mother and have to include my relationship into my new role as a mother, we really wanted to do this and had couples therapy for ourselves. And I learned so much about the ability of couples counseling and couples therapy. I learned so much how my stories and my behavior leads to certain issues. And after that, and how I learned to reflect in the relation, like relation-wise, how it matters, how you grew up and how you learned relationships, and how I saw my parents fighting and how that make a difference, how I maybe be in my relationship. For us, it was a huge ability to come over a few things that was not easy in the beginning.
And I remember you did it very early on. I was a witness to this. And I thought it was so amazing that you decided so early, you know what, we're going to get help. Do you think that that has helped you be together for so long that you started way before a huge crisis had come?
Definitely. Because we took our relationship and the situation we are in very serious at this point. And I think that was the key for us. It wasn't like just what we learned there, of course, also. But the first message we gave each other was, you are so important to me that I don't want to mess things up. And I think that was a really big commitment we made.
That is so amazing that you decided you would put your partners at such a important priority level that you would actually say couples counseling is a signal to my partner, this is how important this relationship and this is how important you are to me.
Right. And I think that's also a huge first step for every couple who is willing to do this step. And it's like also a a different perspective. It's not, oh, we are weak and we couldn't do it and we could do it alone. We just want to be priorities. You are important to me. I think we need to take time so I can show you how important you are. So these, I don't know, 1.5 hour we spend there is because you are just important.
I love that time investment, and I love the kind of, well, love that clearly is behind this decision-making process. That sounds really inspiring. And what I'm also hearing is that couples counseling can be coming from a place of empowerment, mutual empowerment of me empowering you, you empowering me, as opposed to being a place of, like you said, weakness.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Like for me, it was really, for a long time, I couldn't understand why not everyone else see what I see. It's such a gift if you have a room and a time where you can grow with each other. And I know it's like society-wise, we think therapy is a sign of weakness, of not be healthy, not be able, but it's like that.
Yes.
It's like the courage you have to look into your own self in a room where somebody is able to have the right questions for you. So that
leads
to yourself and to your ability to feel, and the feelings we not want to feel so much also in a relationship is on the table. You learn to cope together. And that's, I think that's beautiful. And you can grow so much out of it, or to the next, to the next point, step. What would you say to the next level?
Yeah, that you can get to the next level together and with a lot of transparency, actually, which is wonderful.
And intimacy, you know, if you go through this, you can build a different base because it's so deep, you know, it's like,
yes,
you know each other then in a different way. It's like, I saw you suffering, I saw your hurt, I saw your feelings, and you allowed me to see you. So thank you for that.
Amazing. So I know with you and your husband was not just willing, but very happy, I think, to come along to couples counseling with you. And I know that you have actually written or spoken an audiobook about what should I do if I think it's time for couples counseling, but my partner doesn't want to go. So Jamila, if you'd like to maybe explain a little bit about how can we go and do this, try couples counseling if the partner is really not into it.
Yeah, I think that's a huge problem. I mean, I don't know about abort situation, but here in Germany, I think it's a huge problem still that mostly men didn't want to go to couples counseling because somehow we think we should be able to have a relationship that is fulfilling and makes me happy. And if it's not, then the other person is wrong for me, or the other person is not able, or maybe I'm not able, but most of the times the other person is not able. And then we are just not a good match, and we break up. So in this society, it's still like almost a taboo to go to couples therapy. So for me, I wanted to show a way that there is certain things, if you can explain or transfer your thoughts about this subject to how I see it, and you can go into a conversation.
But how would I do it, Jamila? Like, let's say, for example, several years ago, I was in a long-term relationship, right? And I really thought, okay, this marriage is seriously on the rocks. We need couples counseling. And I knew, I mean, most people, I think I learned this from you, come to couples counseling when it's already way too late, right? And I think I was at that stage with my partner, and he really did not want to go. There was no way. There were all these excuses. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. This person can't help us. I'm not talking to a stranger about our problems. What do you say to someone like me in that situation? What can I do to get help when I know I need it?
I think that's one key you just said. I need something for myself. Can you please join me? And if there is still this, no, I can't because I'm afraid, and that's most of the times what's underneath that, underneath all the excuses is a fear of there could be a person who tells me that I'm wrong how I am in this relationship, and I don't need someone else to tell me I'm wrong. And it's also a myth. About couples counseling, because that's not what we are looking for. So that's something you could explain, like, you know what, it's not about who did what, it's about how can we continue from here on. There are some patterns I don't feel that they're doing well for us, and right now I don't know in certain situations how I can get over this, because I don't understand why certain things doing this to you or us or me. So I really want to help me to understand you. And I don't know how, so there is someone else I can ask, can you please explain me when I say this, his or her reaction is that, and I don't get it. I don't mean to be whatever, hurting or being violent or whatever, but it happens. And most of the times there are huge fears about going way back. Where are the triggers from? And I understand that there is not feeling comfortable to go deep and far away, but maybe back to the childhood. But in my audiobook, I explain that there is a step in between. And this step is to be generous, to be understanding, to be okay. I try to see and understand. Why is it hard for you to join me here in this way? And you know, if you do, no matter how or why, or if there is no proof that if you go all into that, you will get back. And most couples, when I explain, and you know, but you can be just generous with each other. You can bring her or him something, you know, they would like or feeling seen by, because, you know, I thought about you and I don't know, bring you a cup of tea, and you look tired, you want to rest, or I see you struggling with whatever, can I do something? If you have this attitude, if you go with this, I have a strong belief that it will come back to you. Sometimes the person is so empty of this experience that you need to put a lot of these love and effort into a person before it comes back to you. And this is mostly the time where the other person turns around and say, yeah, you know what, no, I don't do it anymore, there's nothing for me, and I'm just giving and you're not. And then there are two persons in need and expect from each other, please fill me up. And if you don't fill me, like if you don't give me one, I don't give you one. And it, you know, and then it got childish.
Let me ask you, because by the time people show up at your Jamila's doorstep, there's been a lot of fighting, probably a lot of anger, hopefully not, but maybe some violence, and definitely a lot of resentment. Like just not, I remember towards the end of one of my long-term relationships, I had so much resentment towards this person. I had become, I hate that word, but I had become bitter. And I felt like, you know what, asshole, I can't deliver anymore. Like you just said, another cup of tea, I'd rather throw it at your head than bring it to your table. That is the level of resentment and anger and years of feeling, I guess, unfulfilled, like you said. So I did still want this relationship very much. I thought I was still in love. What do you do when you're so frozen with anger that has been going on for quite some time? How do you find your way back to the softness that you just described?
Yeah, it's hard because it has a lot to do with forgiveness and seeing things that were hurtful, and you can't change it. And you can't go back in time and to change that. So you have to make a decision to live with what happened to this moment. And today there is a different opportunity. You can choose to go a different way. And every time when I feel this bitterness and this feeling of you are not good with me, I can ask myself, why am I in a relationship like this? And if there are a lot of things that make sense for me because I see a potential to grow here, I see there are certain themes and issues that ask me to be seen and overcome. And I'm willing to do that with this person because there is enough goodness in this constellation that it's worth it. So I can choose to see, okay, you know, right now I just see this situation and I now invite myself to go to this, to the next level and have like this bird perspective and this situation, okay, I'm hurting right now because my expectations are here in the room and nobody cares. And I feel lonely and I feel not seen. What do I need? What do I want? And then I come, if I can reflect that with myself, go to my partner and say, you know what? I really wished you would see what I need, but you couldn't see when I couldn't, when I'm not telling you. So let me tell you. Let me tell you what I need right now from you. And then I'm into my need. And that's what's underneath every expectation. There is a need.
So what you're saying is basically my responsibility, even though I'm feeling bitter and I'm feeling angry, is to actually take a step back. Like you said, the bird or meta perspective, and to see, well, I guess to constantly question and examine myself, okay, what lies beneath, which is already very difficult to do, I think, sometimes. And so you're saying to step back, look at what my needs are, and when I feel ready to communicate those needs, that is when I step back into contact and tell this person, here's where you haven't seen me. Does that sound about right?
It is. And maybe there is so much damage in a relationship, like you describe me.
Yeah, a little bit of damage there.
That you got a reaction that's even more hurtful. Resentment or whatever. And then it's okay to ask yourself, so if there is there enough goodness, like it's like you have a scale and you can put every situation or like the okay, there's our relationship and there is amount of brokenness and there is amount of love, and how can we cope with that. And there are problems you can solve, and therefore you can go to couple therapy if you're struggling to solve this by yourself, because we never learned that, probably. And then there are problems you can't solve, and then you have to have a lot of willingness and faith to go to cope with that and have strategies, and you can also learn this at couple therapy. Strategies to cope with problems they are not solvable. Is that a right word?
Yes, there are.
Sometimes I make words up, so that's fine.
We understand.
Thank you. So, yeah, I think if you have so many unsolvable problems and you realize, you know what, you are a good person, but somehow this task for us to overcome certain issues, you trigger in me and I trigger in you, and right now we are not able to overcome this. It's too hurtful. I'm not ready. I don't see how I can forgive you or forgive me or whatever. I think it's healthier to separate from us.
So that actually brings me to a question, but I think I'll combine my questions, because one was, when do I know it's time for counseling? And the other was, when do I know it's time to throw in the towel? So to just give up. Like, you as an expert, Jamila, what would you say? It's a tough one to call, but what do you think are some of the key events or situations or even words where you would say, okay, time for therapy or time to call your divorce lawyer? Are there some key mechanisms or dynamics where you would say, oh, I've seen this before, I've seen it a lot, I don't think you're going to be able to take this anywhere but the divorce, or here's how we can fix it in couples counseling? So maybe the first one, what are some of the signals where you say, people, I think you need to make a call to your lawyer and call it a day?
Yeah, I think if there's not the willingness to repair, to see at yourself. I think if you still try to fix the other person, to look at the other person's and the fail of the other person, and the other person is responsible about your misery and your relationship and your unhappiness, and you are not willing to let that go, then I think you won't go far in terms of being happy in a relationship, because it's just not the other person. It's just not. The other person triggers points, or I know there could be harmful things and hurtful things, and that's something you could have with each other. You know, you just hurt me really bad. And then the other person can be sorry, and you can talk about that. That's something that happens, and that's the responsibility of the other. But my happiness in a relationship lays in my own hands in terms of how am I with you. And if you think that the other person is not able to give you that back, then maybe you are right. That could happen. And then it's maybe the best idea to split up and to say, you know what, I've hoped that would be different with us, and I don't think that we are able.
So I think probably you've already answered my second part of the question, which was, when do I know it's time for counseling? So I guess I decide counseling is still a tool if I still have the willingness to stay here, if I still feel like there's enough love. But what would you, Jamila, what would you add? When do you think it's time for counseling?
My ideal scenario would be that every couple just do it.
Me too.
Because I have one really young couple right now, and I'm so impressed by them because they're in their early 20s and they just have a good relationship with each other and say, what can we do to continue this? What do we need to know so we can stay together and build maybe someday a family together? And that's what I love. It's like, yes, guys, you got it. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what we need to learn with each other and from each other to stay connected, to go deep with each other. And that would be my ideal, that couples realize, I think there is so much more I can learn about you. And right now I don't have the right questions. So let's go to a place where good questions for us. There are a few really good games for that too. So maybe that's a step in between. You can buy yourself like couples game cards where a lot of good questions. So you can go into a conversation and connections with questions you never had before, maybe.
Oh, that's great. Are you working on one of your own?
No, I don't.
You should.
Yeah, you know, like I'm right now I'm working on my online class for couples, my online course. And I think there are so great games right now. And I am a huge fan of Esther Perel. I know, I love her. It's like my Jesus. And she that just had this really great game. And I really like right now, I think I couldn't get one because they're sold out, but I'm hoping I will get one soon. And yeah, I think I'm happy to say like couples, they prefer German. There are really good German play cards right now on the market. And yeah, I think for the English speaking nice. Couples, I would go with Esther's Perel.
So before we close, where you can tell us a little bit more about where we can find you, Jamila, I would love to hear maybe one or two more little nuggets, if you can, in terms of what are some of the ways that we can support each other when we notice, man, you are really getting on my nerves. This has really been happening over and over. If you could say like one or two steps, what can I do when I notice, we're here again and it's bugging the hell mm-hmm. out of me?
Yeah. And I know it's super cheesy, but what I like to say is thank you for this invitation that I have the opportunity to look again what this situation want to show me. And nice. I know it's not what nice. You wanted to hear, because most people want to have a better solution that's far away from themselves. But unfortunately, it's not the case. It's just like not the case. It's a situation and it repeats and repeats because there is something we are not saw by now. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not angry about this situation, I try mm-hmm. to see, okay, why am I in this situation again? What does it mean? You know?
Okay. Yeah. So really taking responsibility, even as we're in a relationship, to keep looking at ourselves, it feels like, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. And it's not that it's not true that the other person could be, I don't know, hurtful and rude, and that's not okay. And you can obviously talk about that. And that's definitely something the partner does, like in this situation, if that's, for example. But if there is a pattern, then it's most of the time something that we are invited to look deeper.
Nice. Thank you so much, Jamila. I've learned so much in our conversation, new things too. And I'm surprised because every time I talk to you, there's always new stuff. So thank you so, so much. I feel like we could have 2-3 more episodes just about
this. Yeah.
We should. Maybe we'll think about that
again. Thank you so much for your invitation.
Yes, thank you for being here. Before we leave, Jamila, let us know where we can find you.
You can find me on my internet homepage. I mean, it's my own World Wide Web internet. Can you believe that? I know, it's amazing. Find me there. Google Jamila's internet.
Just look me up, people.
And you will find it. You can find me on my homepage. It's just jamilamavis.de.
Mm-hmm. And where can we get the audiobook?
Also there. You can download there. It's for free. You can just download and then you have like almost an hour where I can give you some ideas and inspiring you to go with your partner without, or maybe afterwards with couples counseling, but maybe also without, and what can you do?
And it's a great book, everybody. I've read it already. It's really, really worth downloading.
I know. I wrote it in your rooms. that was really a nice time. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
And
all right.
And you can listen to my podcast everywhere you can listen to podcasts.
Yes, that one is called Intensiv Gewollt. And little fun fact, Jamila does this podcast with her husband, Tino. So if you guys are in a couple constellation, I also highly recommend looking them up on that
podcast.
But it's
in German.
Yes, it is in German. So get your German on, people. All right. Thank you so much, Jamila. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you have questions for me or for Jamila, I'll be sure to also pop all her information into the show notes. But if you'd like to write to me, the email address is bitchbreathe@gmail.com and the I in bridge. In bridge, by the way. The I in bitch is a number one. So take care, everybody. Happy New Year. And we'll hear each other next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.